When many people think of the race for Florida's open U.S. Senate seat, they probably think of four candidates: Governor Charlie Crist, former House Speaker Marco Rubio, U.S. Representative Kendrick Meek, and billionaire investor Jeff Green. Yet there are several lesser-known candidates in the running, including former Miami Mayor Maurice Ferrey. Alex Snitker, a libertarian who's also vying for the seat, demanded to know why he wasn't invited to speak at yesterday's candidate forum.
I think the fact that a person that served 8 years in the United States Marine Corps defending your right to actually have this today in the freedom of speech, that actually is running for the U.S. Senate seat as a libertarian candidate, who you've allowed Jeff Green, who is a person polling below me, the access to this stage to speak to the media today, is an atrocity. And with the whole media standing here right now, I would like for you to say that you're going to allow me on that stage to answer questions, just like you've allowed Marco Rubio, Kendrick Meek, and you're allowed to, and about to allow Charlie Crist, who's running as an independent, by the way, and Jeff Green.
Snitker took the mic between Rubio's and Crist's time slots. Moderator Rick Hirsch attempted to dispel the situation.
When we set up this town hall forum, we indicated that we would limit candidates to those that were polling more than 10% in reputable polls, and that's what we're doing.
But Snitker wasn't buying it.
Where is a poll that Jeff Green has polled more than 10% in a reputable poll? And has there been one reputable poll that has been shown that I have been in? I say let me in, right? Come on, media. You keep saying all the time career politicians are the problem. All you're going to do now is allow a couple career politicians and a billionaire on stage who is not polling where I'm at? You want to talk about the Tea Party candidate? It ain't Marco Rubio. It's Alexander Snitker. I'm the one from the people, not a career politician. Now I say the media, why don't you let me in?
You're in. We appreciate your time.
Well, I'll come on stage now then.
I'm afraid not.
The libertarian candidate left the room amid a swarm of camera flashes and frantic notebook scrawling. According to the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections website, there are currently 22 people who have qualified for the Senate race. From Sarasota, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.